8-2-22. These little ones exploding all over the place. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Make sure that you get to StuPeters.com. These little ones exposing what they are doing to our children right under our nose. Of course, we are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is August 2nd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. It's rarely talked about, but along with all of the other tyrannies that we live under today, we live beneath the tyranny of psychiatry. It's like a decades-long version of the COVID scam. A cabal of doctors claiming to speak for science have brought dramatic, sweeping changes to our entire society. These health experts have wrought a revolution by claiming that all of the ailments and all of the unhappiness in society are just the product of chemical imbalances in the brain, which are, of course, best treated with some kind of medication. 70 years ago, the idea of antidepressants basically didn't exist. In 2018, more than 13% of all American adults and nearly 18% of adult women are on some kind of antidepressant drug. Staggering numbers, actually. In that same year, more than 8% of Americans were on some kind of anti-anxiety drug. That almost certainly understands how popular they are today, as the use of psychiatric drugs surged, of course, during the COVID lockdowns. Use of antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs is lower among children, but it's rising extremely quickly. A study in the United Kingdom found that antidepressant prescriptions for kids aged 5 to 12 went up 41%. From 2015 to 2021, 41%. We're taking more ADHD pills too. One in every 20 American children is taking a drug to treat the supposed disease of ADHD. And the treatment is spreading to adults too. In 2015, more than four times as many women were taking drugs like Adderall or Ritalin as compared to a decade earlier. So what are we getting for all of this? We aren't getting any better off, that's for sure. The suicide rate rose 30% from 2000 to 2020. It rose even more than that for young people whose use of psychiatric drugs is increasing the fastest. This is not a coincidence. Every year, Americans say that they're more isolated, more lonely, more stressed out, more depressed. So the drugs aren't helping. But just like opioids and COVID vaccines, they're getting big pharma extremely rich. Dr. Peter Breggin is a psychiatrist, but he's one of the dissident voices in his profession who spent decades warning about how it's gone astray. Breggin has written nearly three dozen books on all kinds of topics, but his chief focus has been on the use and abuse of psychiatric drugs in modern Western medicine. Dr. Breggin has even been nicknamed the conscience of psychiatry for his work. One of Dr. Breggin's most important works, in my opinion, is his bestseller, Talking Back to Prozac. Prozac was the first SSRI drug to hit the market, and when it came out, it was treated like a miracle drug. It was prescribed for everything, depression and back pain, premenstrual syndrome, even shyness. Prozac's advocates suggested that it had zero or minimal side effects. But in his book, Dr. Breggin fought back against the mania. At the height of Prozac's popularity, he told the truth, that far from having no side effects, it had a mountain of them. It could cause sexual dysfunction, total loss of libido. Instead of treating obesity, like some doctors claimed, it often caused it. Instead of preventing suicide, it often encouraged it. Dr. Breggin told the world the truth, but sadly the world didn't listen. Antidepressants are prescribed to millions of people who probably don't need them. Americans are just as miserable and anxious as ever, and suicides are increasing. More recently, Dr. Breggin's work has focused on COVID-19 and how it was used by global predators to enhance their power and enslave the public. We'd love to talk to him about all of that, and I'm sure we will eventually. But today we're having Dr. Breggin on to talk about another very important topic. In These Little Ones and on this show for the last several months, we have focused on the catastrophic mistreatment of children in our foster care system. And that isn't just limited to kidnapping children from their parents or inflicting devastating physical abuse on them. It also includes abuse by the psychiatric profession by pumping these vulnerable children full of all kinds of drugs that can break their brains, cause massive harm to their bodies, and drastically shorten their lifespan. Dr. Breggin knows a lot about this, and he joins us now. Dr. Breggin, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate your time.
Stu,
Stu, that was a fabulous introduction, one of the best I've heard on radio or TV. You really covered all the points that are of most important, maybe a few I can add, but I just want to sign off on what you've been saying. Your warnings are all accurate. There's no exaggerations in anything you just said. It's really systematic child abuse. The growing brain of a child cannot be bathed in neurotoxins without short-term and long-term damage. In the immediate situation the child's in when they're on these drugs, and many of them are antipsychotic drugs, these kids get 27 to 30 times more antipsychotic drugs than do the children their age who are in Medicaid, but not in foster care. So, you know, it goes up 27, 30 times the risk of getting antipsychotic drugs. These drugs shorten their lifespans, absolutely do that. Looking at a population of ordinary people getting these drugs, they live literally two decades less. Their brains get poisoned, they get diabetes, they get heart disease, they get neurological disorders, and they're absolutely captive as children in foster care. And they lose their voice. One dose of an antipsychotic drug in an emergency room makes you docile. One dose to a wild sow that you're trying to do a little surgery on will enable you to do the surgery without the animal even going completely unconscious. The same drugs like Haldol in particular, but we now have Abilify and Risperdal and Zyprexa. These are the antipsychotic drugs we give kids. They were used in the Russian psycho prisons, and they're still used in various countries in the world, including China, because they subdue you with one dose. Now, if you put somebody on these for years in foster care, they won't learn, they won't grow, they won't fight back. They might get weird and disturbed enough that they're so agitated by the drugs that they will fight back, in which case they get more drugs and more drugs. So it's an absolutely lose, 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 lose for the kids that are trapped. And they won't even have the opportunity to evaluate what's going on. They won't be, let's say you're 15-year-old, 16, one of the older kids even, and you're getting these drugs. You're not going to be able to say to yourself, this is unjust, this is unfair, I'll keep my mouth shut, I won't fight back, because the drugs ruin your judgment. They ruin your ability to reason. They ruin your ability to respond. It's really making them into cattle. And the cattle get weird and disturbed sometimes, and you give them more drugs. There aren't words for how bad it is, but you did a great job in describing how bad it is. I was writing about this 25 years ago. Some legislation was passed on a federal level, but it's had very little effect. They're in many ways trapped, and like the elderly that were killed in such large numbers with COVID-19. They have no control. They don't have any power. Once they get the drugs, they are unable to resist.
When you have young kids, you know, around 7 to 10 years old, they're learning how to be kids. Specifically, boys are a whole lot more active. Typically, would you agree with that than girls are?
Well, that's why nine out of 10 people, children diagnosed with ADHD are boys.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, this is a blanket diagnosis. So many kids have this tag next to their name. Oh, you have attention deficit hyper disorder. We need to medicate you. This is what needs to happen. And these kids are running around on Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine and all of these other drugs. What is the mechanism to help these kids actually get off of these drugs so that they can function in an adult life? Or are we just telling them, for the rest of your life, you need to take these drugs or you're going to be out of control, turn into a criminal, start stealing, you're going to be socially inappropriate, nobody's going to like you, you'll be isolated, you won't have friends, and then boom, here's how we handle the problem. Why don't you just go kill yourself?
I wish you were exaggerating. These kids who start with ADHD, We got studies from the 70s where we follow these people into their 40s and 50s. They become career mental patients, and they have more criminality. They have more of everything bad, more obesity. And the reason isn't even anymore the ADHD diagnosis, because now they're bipolar or schizophrenic or psychotic or some other trash can diagnosis by my colleagues. What it is they lose their sense of personal control over their lives. They now think that tinkering with drugs is the answer. So they also use a lot more street drugs. We ruin lives by telling kids they can't control themselves and you need the drugs. And they are the easiest kids to help if you have reasonable parents. Dysfunctional parents, everything gets terribly complicated. In my practice, if I get a normal parents who are coming to see me and their child's out of control, maybe even in the office, and the diagnosis is ADHD, I get everybody's attention first. And after 10 minutes of talking with the child, I can look at the mom and say, geez, it's really easy to get your son's attention. I guess he's not getting any attention in school. He's got teacher attention deficit disorder. And it turns out he's got dad attention deficit disorder because he doesn't spend any time alone doing things together with dad. And I give the guarantee. I say, look, I'm going to guarantee you work with me for a few weeks. You're going to see great changes in your child because children need discipline. And you've been robbed of the opportunity to give your child discipline because that psychiatrist told you your kid couldn't control himself. And look, he's still controlling himself while I'm talking to you right now because he knows I'm speaking something important. Man. And once you teach parents to be able to stay aware of love when they're controlling their kids, but to discipline them. But to know that if they're Christian or Jewish, I can appeal to a belief in God, that we are responsible for our children. We take moral responsibility for them. We give them the sense we are their protectors. We give them the sense that we are in charge, not by bullying, but by believing it. And once the parent gets that idea and understands that their job is a moral figure, to communicate to the child, staying loving, but staying firm, the children begin to listen. And often they look hugely relieved in the first session. I mean, one of the kids who looked at his parents with relief and said, I told you I'm a brat, there's nothing else wrong with me.
I'm really passionate about this whole topic. And I'd like to have you back for a more long form interview to really dive deeply into this, because we have been programmed to believe that psychiatrists and that these pills and these drugs are like a necessity. I mean, you have to have them because we're told that a child with ADHD, for example, has this completely disorganized process happening in his or her head, typically his.
It's false.
And so imagine the chaos that's going on. If you really love your child, you wouldn't want them to deal with that kind of chaos. And a very simple fix is just to swallow this pill every morning. And guess what? It's long lasting. All day long, your child will just be,
apathetic without your knowing. Completely. They lose the edge. They lose their beingness. If you give it to monkeys in free ranging, they'll stop relating to each other. They'll stop, picking at each other's skin, and they'll stop grinning, and they'll get OCD. The children, 50% of them in studies, they actually get clinically obsessive compulsive disorder. It does something to the basal ganglia. So the teacher thinks they're doing better because they are quiet and they're focused, weirdly focused. They are not learning.
I got to dive into this a little bit here. This is really this is sad. And we just have to go there, Dr. Bregan. We have a foster care and a adoption system and a CPS system in this country that has been proven to be the world's largest child trafficking ring. It's what it is. And there are monsters and predators, not only as parents that abuse their kids physically, emotionally, mentally, and sexually, but then you have these groomers and rapists and child traffickers in this system that want to take advantage of and molest and rape and traffic and even kill kids. These drugs enable them to do these things both in the home and in the adoption and foster care system. I mean, you can't argue against that. Would you, as an expert, agree with that analysis?
Oh, yeah. You're a sitting duck to be abused when you're on these drugs. You can't resist. You can't get it together to fight. There's just no possibility.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate you being here. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to have you come back maybe for a Saturday hour-long interview to really dive
into
this.
I'd love to do that.
So important. Our kids are so important. And if we will not step up and fight for these children, yeah, then what the hell are we even doing here? Dr. Peter Breggin, go ahead.
You hit an earlier point. This is exactly consistent with COVID-19 and what's being done to us. And to a great extent, it's the same people. It's the drug companies, their investors, professionals, in this case, psychiatrists, psychologists, instead of the public health officials. The model is very similar. And that's what allowed my wife and I, Ginger, to dive into that model in our book. So it's all one package.
Here's the deal. If your kid is struggling or suffering or detaching or not focused at school or overactive, you know what your kid needs? Not more drugs. Your kid needs more hugs. Be a parent.
Perfect.
Stop putting them on drugs. Dr. Peter Breggin, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me say that again. Your kids don't need more drugs. Your kids need more hugs. Drugs. Helping bad parents cope. 75% of Americans are dealing with a magnesium deficiency, which leads to low mood, stress, anxiety, depression, sleepless nights, which all lead to an early grave. Combat it with magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is a natural mineral. This is good for you, unlike these antipsychotic psychiatric drugs, chemicals, controlled substances, narcotics that they're forcing down the throats of Americans everywhere to enrich and empower the drug companies and doctors. Here's an easy fix. Poison your kid. Not magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Having the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body is crucial and critically important to your body's overall function and your mental health. Combat stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and even depression by having the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. One of the stars of our new documentary, These Little Ones, is Brandi Brassel. Brandi survived sex abuse and drug addiction as a child, was saved by Christ, and now dedicates her life to ministry work. It really is absolutely incredible. She helps rescue other women from the sex industry. She's a member of the Warrior Bride Ministries, which is dedicated to the rescue and recovery of children trafficked for all kinds of demonic purposes. Our interview with Brandi for These Little Ones only left us wanting to know even more about the satanic shadow industry, so of course, we wanted to speak with her again as soon as possible, and Brandi Brassel joins us now. Brandi, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Stu, for having me.
So there are a specific number of satanic holidays. There is a correlation between these times and when a large number of children go missing. You alluded to this, obviously, in These Little Ones. When are these holidays, and when should people be the most guarded about their children?
Most of the Christian church is probably not going to like this answer, but these holidays are around the traditional holidays that are celebrated within your churches. Christmas and Easter are high holy days for the satanic church. All of your solstices, when you have the changing from winter to spring and, you know, the changing of the seasons, those along with, you know, full moon. So their holidays are done on a moon rotation, not a set. So it depends on the new moons, the full moons, and the solstices mostly. But some of the highest being Christmas and Easter. And each holiday has its own requirements. Some are just blood sacrifices. Some are sexual sacrifices. I mean, and how they're, you know, celebrated and acknowledged.
One of the things that you said in our previous interview, I think we only kind of scratched the surface. And as we've talked off air, Brandi can't really get, for the viewing audience, listening audience, Brandi can't really get into intimate details about these particular cases because it would help to identify who the clients are at Warrior Bride Ministries and other people that Brandi has helped in her ministry work. And we don't want to do that. We're here to help people, not hurt them, obviously, in identifying these people. specifically as relating to satanic ritual abuse, would be a life ender for them, as we saw in the film with a survivor of satanic ritual abuse who said, I mean, who's involved with this? Well, do you want me to die? I mean, of course not. So we do want to protect that anonymity. But you mentioned something that was really eye-popping, which actually instigated your appearance in These Little Ones. And that was that kids are offering or presenting other kids as sacrifice. Tell our audience exactly what you mean by that.
So some of the girls are brought up as breeders, and that is meaning that they are scheduled in ritual abuse at specific times, so that if they are impregnated at a specific holiday that requires a human sacrifice, they have a newborn child available for that, which can be easier or sometimes is required for the holiday, as opposed to kidnapping a child and keeping them for a week, grooming them for a sacrifice. So it just depends. You know, there's breeders that are brought up that sometimes it just happens, you know, where they have a, you know, a child that has had a child, and there's a ritual done where the child is sacrificed either for blood or even cannibalism rituals.
People don't believe that this is going on, Brandy. They don't. They cannot accept it. I don't know if it's because their brains are not capable of, you know, opening up to this kind of information, or if they just think that, you know, this kind of talk is crazy, that there's just no way that this kind of evil could be taking place in this country. But there is a huge underbelly to this. These Little Ones, 56 minutes long. To cover this, it would have to be 4 hours and 56 minutes long. And so how big, how vast is this network, and how dark and how deep is the underbelly of this rabbit hole?
It is much bigger than even you and I are ready to admit. I believe it's every time I'm found, you know, there's connections with this group and that group, and how, you know, they're, because the children are passed around within the different groups, the different satanic groups, whether it be a generational or a power group that's done through the military, these children are sold and bought and trafficked. And, you know, you get into programming and mind control and everything else with that. But there, I mean, it's a lot bigger than anyone truly, I believe, wants to admit.
We touched on CPS was the focus, obviously. Baby Cyrus, Diego Rodriguez. This is, in my opinion, the largest child trafficking ring in the world. Do you agree with that, that CPS is the funnel for this gateway to the satanic ritual abuse and child sacrifice?
From my experience with the clients that's come through our office, we've had multiple clients that have either been moved around through CPS, or CPS failed to protect them and left them in their abusive situations. And it's a running theme within our clients that there is some kind of interaction or play done with CPS with them.
So CPS is the common ground in a lot of the cases that you see.
It is in a lot of them, yes.
Do you think that there's a direct networking or communication between the child traffickers at CPS and some of these people involved with these satanic groups that carry out this ritual abuse?
There has to be. I mean, there has to be in order for, and I think, you know, again, you can get into the military groups and everything else too. I think the politicians and all of that, I believe that all of them are networked together some way, somehow.
So there are catalogs, literal catalogs, where people, rich elites, can go through and look at babies, color of their eyes, their background, their ethnicity, their heritage, and shop for kids. That's the truth, isn't it? This is this happens.
Okay, so from my experience, I can share with you, I have a client that has told me stories about having to go to tanning beds at a young age because someone, the person that wanted, that was shopping, if you will, wanted someone of a darker complexion. So I would venture to say that that is true. You know, you have specifics of what a person is looking for when they're shopping for a child, and, you know, they'll groom or whatever they need to do, cut your hair, I mean, whatever to fit that profile that the person is, the perpetrator is looking for.
If a person finds a child that they want, that they believe is valuable and marketable and that they can sell, and they take that child from their parents and then they sell them, that's a crime. I mean, that's abduction, that's kidnapping, that's child trafficking by definition. CPS gets paid to do this. What makes them a legal entity, and how can this continue in this country?
Well, again, it goes back to how corrupt or how deep the corruption runs. You know, you've got government of, you know, associations and agencies that are protecting them and that are essentially enabling or aiding in it. So, I mean, it just continues on because there's so many involved in it.
These little ones, by the way, at stupeters.com right now, if you have not seen this, you have to go there, because if you don't understand what's happening, this is the eye opener to allow you to dig deeper into these things. And if we were to dig deeper into any one of these things, Brandy, what would you say that people should look at? What was missed in the 56 minutes that should have been obviously 10 hours or more?
For me, I would say that it's the healing side of it, because, you know, you rescue them, you get them off the streets, but then you have a very broken person. And I think that a lot of people miss it after that. They're like, oh, we've rescued them. Oh, we've saved them. But you can't just leave them in that position. You can't just leave them in that condition. So I think that the healing, you know, again, and it goes into the spiritual, physical, and emotional, all of that has to be healed for a person to be made whole.
And a person can be made whole again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you're doing and what Warrior Bride Ministries is doing, I thank you so much. Honestly, it is the most important thing in the world that we can do.
And for me, it's an honor. I feel like Yahweh has entrusted me with some of his broken, most fragile, and it's an honor to be where I'm at, doing what I'm doing.
Yes, he has. God bless you. Brandy Brassel, thank you so much for being here and for taking the time out for these little ones. Amazing job. And your bravery is just so noble. We really appreciate it. It's very humbling to have people like you. You're truly heaven sent. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. We'll be right back.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian owned, kingdom operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Greg Phillips has been called Donald Trump's favorite voter fraud activist. He's certainly put in the work to earn that title. Greg used to be the head of the Mississippi Department of Human Services, but since leaving that post, he's dedicated himself to fighting for the integrity of this country's elections. Greg is the managing partner of OPSEC Group, that's an election intelligence company, and he's also partnered with the anti-fraud group True the Vote to apply his expertise on geospatial and signals intelligence toward U.S. elections. Greg helped to produce Dinesh D'Souza's recent hit film 2000 Mules. He's also basically the star of the film. So unsurprisingly, in the months since, the press has singled him out for hit pieces to try to destroy his reputation or credibility or something. And they have to, because every part of this scam fits together. A fraudulent media props up fraudulent elections, which prop up a system where totalitarianism runs rampant and CPS can regularly abduct children without anybody stopping them. If you break any part of that system, it all falls apart, so the sham elections have to continue. And that means that Greg Phillips must be stopped. But like this program, he refuses to be intimidated, and he joins us right now. Greg, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I cannot thank you enough for having me, Stu. This is going to be so much fun. I appreciate the opportunity and just an opportunity to speak to a audience as big as yours. So I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No problem. So we have 2,000 Mules. along with all kinds of other evidence. 2020 election was rampant with fraud. So why is this just dead in the water? I mean, where is everybody?
You know, when we first started this thing, we thought maybe there'd be 1 million, 2 million people seeing the movie. Now that it's crossed over to 25 million, it's obvious that the Foxes and the mainstream media of the world have really screwed this thing up, right? I mean, they have absolutely blown this deal. But the good news is, and underneath all of that, I think it's ignited or reignited sort of a freedom movement, if you will. I mean, people, you know, everybody all across America, like in Aaron Lewis's song, shaking their heads and saying something ain't right. Well, this was the something, and I think it was kind of the proverbial straw that broke some of the camel's back. But more than that, it has united a group of warriors that are sort of getting back in the fight. They were disappointed by a lot of the things that happened over the last 18 months or so, but are now saying, you know what? I'm interested in getting in this fight. And that's where we are right now, Stu. And it's really sort of gratifying to see, a little frightening to watch the disunity, but still gratifying to see.
So you said that the press has kind of screwed this up. I don't know that I agree with that. I think the press has been assigned to cover this up. And I think that they're doing their job actually quite well and very effectively. Do you agree with that?
You know, I do, but unfortunately, what they've done is they're speaking to kind of the haters on the left and the people that actually listen to them. I think so many people, and it's not just in America, it's across the world. I mean, we're having people contact us from Italy and Spain. They previewed it in the EU, Mozambique. There are people all over the world looking at this thing now and saying, whoa, if this can happen in America, what's happening here? And I think the media is being complicit in kind of the cover-up of it. You know, it doesn't work. It's lies. Geo doesn't work. Whatever it is they've done, it's complete nonsense. But I think the world is waking up to this nonsense. The world is tired of the lockdowns. They're tired of the vaccines. They're tired of people lying to them. They're tired of the establishment stealing elections from them. And it's not just here in America. It's all over the world. I'm telling you, this freedom movement is different this time. It's palpable, and you can feel it. And the more they deny it, the more they deny us, the more they talk ugly about me personally and Catherine and everybody else in the movie, the more fuel that they're pouring onto the fire.
So if you have a security guard who's got a friend that likes to come into the store where the security guard works and just steal gum all the time, and he doesn't say anything or have him arrested because that's his friend, the theft will obviously continue. I mean, there's just no consequences for those actions, and there's actually motive to continue doing it. Hey, I have found a successful formula. I want gum. I don't want to pay for it. My buddy works here. He's the only one that could stop me. The friends of the friends that are stealing the elections have the same thing. Everybody who's supposed to be the watchdogs for this happen to be the friends of the thieves, and there are no consequences. The American people are getting very tired of the injustice when the evidence is right there. Look, we've caught this guy on tape. He's got all the gum. Why is the security guard refusing to act? So where the hell is everybody? I mean, I have to keep asking because I don't think that we've had an election since they shot JFK. Everything has been an installation. We're watching a fake hijacked system that doesn't even, I don't think, include algorithms. I mean, this is a completely separate system all in and of itself. And then they have the real system of votes, which they just manipulate, tank, and throw in the circular file. And then the press reports all of the fake stuff, just like a pro wrestling match. They already know the outcome. Now it's just the press's job to report the fake theatrics and make you convinced that your vote actually counted with your little stupid red I voted sticker and all of this crap. We can't vote our way out of this. If you just keep voting, we're just legitimizing a fake system. Don't you agree with that? I mean, I don't want to discourage voting because I feel like it's waving the white flag of surrender, which we can't do. But what the hell is the answer here? It's really frustrating.
I think a part of it is that there are cracks in the system. You're having people like Carrie Lake in Arizona that obviously doesn't fit that mold. They spent $43 million trying to bury her. The establishment has done it. This is Republicans. They've done everything they could do. The RNC is declaring that this primary season was perfectly clean. Nothing to see here. Everybody just smile and wave. But all the while, you know, things were happening, like in Georgia in the primary, inexplicable things happen. But then you have somebody like Carrie Lake walk into the scene and say, you know what? I I don't agree with the stuff that they're doing. I don't like what the establishment is doing here. And we have to steal this back from the McCain mafia and all these different groups all over the country that are stealing this thing from us, Stu. And it the cracks in the seams in the system are already beginning to reveal themselves. We have to continue to pour it on. I said on a show the other day with Kerry that we have to keep the boots on their throats. We have them now. If Kerry's election or her winning that primary on Tuesday is going to be it's going to be the most important thing that happens against the establishment in this early cycle. And I think it's going to break this thing wide open because they tried to kill her. They couldn't do it. And now what are they going to do? Are they going to stick with Kerry? Are they going to support the Democrat? What are they going to do? And I'm telling you, this thing is breaking open right now. And Kerry Lake is the dragon slayer of all of them. And they aren't going to have any idea what to do about it. One of the most amazing things in the world is this article they came out with. I think it was in Breitbart yesterday or one of these days. And they said this, you know what, 300 times the number of voters or some kind of nonsense like that in the Republican primary. And that means that it was clean. No. That's get out the vote. What it means is the Democrats crossed over and voted in our primary. They're spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in the Republican primaries. And Ronna McDaniel and all the people in D.C. and the RNC are going, hey, everything's okay, man. This is secure. We didn't find anything wrong in our primaries. Of course not. These people are absolutely scamming America. But what's happening is, Stu, America is waking up. And the voices of people like yours and others that are making noise and saying the things that you're saying now, look, whether I agree with the exact words that you're saying or not, or I agree with, you know, what some of the other people are saying, it doesn't matter to me. I'll say this about your words. You're a pro-freedom guy, right? And if you're pro-freedom and I'm pro-freedom, so what if we don't agree on exactly what the answer is?
I'm pro keep your hands off my kids and let's fix this crap before our kids absolutely have to fight right. This fight. I don't want my kids 10, 7, and 3 years old to have to fight this fight. Look around the country right now. As a matter of fact, look at the entire planet right now at what is happening here across the world. We are seeing sweeping tyrannical dictators and totalitarian, authoritarian regimes that are being installed, fairly elected administrations, coup d'etats, violent ones taking place in Ukraine, for example. The CIA practiced those tactics over there and then implemented the same exact tactics here to steal the election. Used the fake lying media to make it look like a popular uprising. The most popular president in world history, Joe Biden. I mean, this is absolutely insanely ridiculous. The notion that anybody could watch their evening news, including Fox, and sit there and say, I believe this crap. When they called Arizona, everybody knows what the hell happened. The stopping of the counting, the burst pipes all over. What was this, a flooding urinal that didn't even happen? I mean, all of this, putting up the tag board on the windows, pushing poll watchers out, the fake constructs of Republican and Democrat, and you're talking about getting out and voting as if we operate, you know, in a system where votes actually count. I just don't see the political solution here. Maybe you do.
Well, what I see is that this is the beginning of the freedom fight. And what happens today in Arizona, when those polls close at 7 p.m. in Arizona, and if Kerry Lake loses, I'm telling you, they cheated. And it's not just the Democrats that cheated. The RNC cheated her and the establishment cheated her. The shadow government that has done all those things you just said, the group that has depopulated the world, they're making us get vaccines. They're shutting everything down. They're making us wear masks. They're doing all this crap. They're stealing the elections. All of these things are happening. But that race, they have done everything they could do, everything they could do to beat Kerry Lake. I'm telling you, it is a game-changing election. It's happening right now. And in a few hours, we're going to know, did they cheat her or did they not?
Yeah. You know, pro wrestling, you have your heels, you know, that they have to win every once in a while. And you have your good guys and they have to win every once in a while to make it all look realistic. I really hope that that's not what's going on. Donald Trump, was a representative of the people, right? He was a regular guy that spoke a language that you and I can understand. He was saying all the things that everybody was thinking. He waved political correctness right out the freaking window and said, I'm tired of this crap. And then he got there, and the very establishment fossils that you're talking about who are trying to subvert Kerry Lake got around him very close. They're still infiltrating. They're right next to him at Mar-a-Lago. They slow walked his administration and the 2016 America First agenda, which is why we got a partial wall. We got Jared Kushner jailbreak legislation that let felons out of prison. Hillary Clinton is still walking around free after Trump promised to throw her in jail. And that's because he had to make deals with the establishment. These people are a uniparty globalist cabal that are hell-bent on the destruction of anything that gets in the way of what they want, which is more power and more money in the DC Beltway to enrich themselves using the military-industrial complex and having the taxpayers fund our own demise and the death of our kids. I mean, it is a pretty extraordinary time to be alive right now. I certainly agree. I'm out of time. Greg Phillips, thank you so much for your hard work, and thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Anytime. All right, so we have the recession. The definition of the recession is two consecutive GDP declines. That's what we have. Tax hikes, inflation, hundreds of billions of dollars going to cover up CIA operations and pedophilia and bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. They're coming after your money. You're funding your own demise. Protect it with gold and silver. Call Goldco right now. They're helping thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings. Everything that you've worked hard for should be yours. So the little fake dollar bills with the all-seeing eye, Masonic symbols all over them as they're just telling you exactly what it is that they're... It's going to be worth nothing. They're just crap. They're just fake pieces of paper. Gold is real. Get gold from Goldco. 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them Stu Peters sent you when you call Goldco. 855-706-GOLD.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous. But the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
One of the centerpiece stories in These Little Ones is the story, of course, of baby Cyrus. We were able to get the body cam footage, which shows an army of police officers surrounding Cyrus's parents, menacing, manhandling, and finally arresting them on bogus claims of felony injury to a child, then seizing Cyrus, all at the behest of CPS, because they missed a single doctor's appointment and asked to reschedule. It took days of protest to free Cyrus and restore him to his family. And once he was, the hospital that started the whole mess sued Cyrus's grandfather for supposedly defaming them. One of our proudest moments on this program was the role that we played in helping to free baby Cyrus from his state-sanctioned kidnappers. We wanted to get another update on that case, possibly, and also tie Cyrus's near kidnapping to the broader story that we told in These Little Ones. And to that end, Cyrus's grandfather, Diego Rodriguez, joins us once again. Thank you so much for coming, brother. We appreciate it.
Thank you for much having Stu, as always, brother. Appreciate being on your show, and thank you for all you guys are doing to save babies.
Did you see what Google did to These Little Ones? Here, I'll just tell you what the search result says, actually. You go to Google right now and type in Stu Peters or These Little Ones, and what you get is, it looks like the results below are changing quickly. If this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for reliable sources to publish information. Please check your source, or else check other sources and see if somebody is more qualified to speak on these things. To that, you say what?
Yeah, I say it's definitely par for the course. It's what you expect. We've known for years now, I think everybody who's on the right side, and by the right side, I don't mean left or right, I mean right, it's in the correct side. We all know who the enemy is, and we all know that the enemy partners up with these big businesses, these big corporate monsters like Google and Twitter and others, and they're in bed with the government, they're in bed with, you know, all the deep state, and they're working actively to do everything possible to ensure that voices like yourself exposing the truth do not get out. I don't know if you saw here just recently, but it showed that the Homeland Security, this is whistleblower documents show that Homeland Security now has a Department of Disinformation, just like, you know, the Ministry of Truth from 1984. We now have that in America, and it's now been proven, documented by U.S. Senators Hawley and Chuck Grassley. So they've already proven that. So we know that disinformation is out there and from our government, and we know that the truth that you're exposing, they don't want it seen.
Yeah, as we just talked with Brandi Brasso, I mean, this film could have been 10 hours long. To really dig in and expose everything that we have learned about child trafficking and its direct ties to CPS. You have gone head-to-head with CPS. It is a daunting task. It is a tremendous uphill battle and a fight, constant fight. And it was because of the protests put together. It was because of the voices of people with platforms like Ammon Bundy. You know, you coming on this program, bravely coming out and saying, whoa, hold on, this is a serious issue, and now digging into the underbelly of that on a platform of this side has serious consequences attached to it, because now we're being targeted all over the place, removed from certain platforms, the entire show, as a result of this documentary.
I believe it, and it is definitely to be expected. I mean, when you think about the fact that the amount of people who are involved, you guys highlighted there in the documentary. And again, I can't say what a good job you guys did to be able to get that much information in such a short period of time. You and the entire crew deserve, you know, great accolades for that. But the whole part with Nancy Schaefer, I think, is incredibly impactful and important, because she was probably the most influential political figure who's going out there trying to expose this. At the end there, as you show how many people have been murdered, that's how serious this is. Everybody who tries to expose this, including a sitting American senator from Georgia, show up dead. I mean, this is a woman who has children and grandchildren and is well known for having a wonderful, loving relationship with her husband. And her husband show up shot to death in their own home. And you guys chronicle that at the end of the documentary, how many people who have been literally just found dead for exposing this. So there's no limit to what we should expect that the other side is going to do, the deep state is going to do, and all these pedophiles and all these satanic demons are going to be doing to completely destroy all those who would try to expose them.
Well, yeah, because we destroy Satan on a daily basis. You do it, I do it, this program does it, everybody that works for this platform does it. We are damaging and destroying Satan. Because he's the perpetual loser transvestite. And so he's going to, he's dead. So he's very much the ruler of this world that we're living in. And when we expose something like this, obviously Satan wants to come for us full force and try to damage us. And they'll use, Satan will use his minions, like the people over at Google, who want to protect pedophiles rather than exposing what's actually happening in our world. I mean, can you imagine that? Here we are, going after people who are hurting our kids, and Google is hiding the truth about what's happening out here. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It was the first time that you had seen the footage that we obtained, the body cam footage. What was your reaction?
Not the body cam footage. The first time that I had seen the footage when you guys were in our apartment there, We got the news that baby Cyrus had, his case had been dismissed. And I had not seen that myself, and it was quite an emotional moment. I know probably a lot of viewers probably imagine that was staged, because, you know, documentaries stage a lot of things in order to reenact things. But I think few people recognize and understand, when you were there in our home that day, the news came live in real time. Marissa and Levi walked down. What they saw was as raw as it could ever get, because that's when we first heard about it. And I just had to relive the entire experience all over again. And when I watched the documentary yesterday, I admit I totally lost it all over again.
Yeah. These times, there is no coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens supernaturally. And that experience is exactly the experience where when we left your family home that day, I looked at Matthew Scow and Nick Stumphauser and Lauren Witzke, and I said to them, this is it. This is what we need to look at. I will not stop until CPS is fully exposed as a child trafficking operation. You said in the documentary, how is child trafficking defined, and what is it?
Child trafficking is simply defined as kidnapping for a profit. It is taking children by force out of the hands of their family and putting them in the hands of another for any reason whatsoever. Whatever the reason is irrelevant. It is child trafficking. By definition, it's kidnapping. And by biblical definition, it's man stealing, stealing people as property. And according to God's word, it is a capital crime, meaning it's punishable by death.
How are we to allow this to continue?
We can't.
And so how do you see handling CPS? Who needs to be on board with this? I mean, whose attention do we need to get and just ask them, why are you not dismantling, completely ending, beheading CPS as an agency altogether?
So the problem that we have is the average American to this day still thinks that CPS protects children from abusive parents. Overcoming that mentality is such a monstrous task. We're talking about 20 plus 30 years of grooming people's minds to get to that place. My personal opinion is the way to undo this is at each state level, we need activists at every state to go to their state legislatures and to get the state legislatures to reject the ASFA money. If each state will reject the federal money, there's no longer an incentive for states to steal babies. Then what happens at a local level, we can see at a local level, your neighbor legislator, your other neighbor senator over here who lives right there in the community, these are the freaks and the pedophiles and the trannies and all the rest of these Satan demons who are stopping it from going through. Because as soon as you're at your local legislature and you can see this senator, this House representative, they're the ones stopping us from getting a bill passed that rejects the finances from the ASFA bill of 1997 that is financing all of the child trafficking, then we can identify who the pawns are. We can identify them on an individual basis, and then we can literally undo this state by state. That is the first way in to start undoing this.
When you come to the realization of what CPS is, which the film absolutely does. I mean, it's irrefutable.
Absolutely.
It's inarguable. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. They are the world's largest child trafficking ring, period.
In history, ever.
When you can wrap your head around that, and if you decide that you're not going to do something, you are seriously a part of the problem. And so people definitely need to pick up the sword and fight as commanded. If we are not going to use our voices, our power, our platform, our positions of authority, our jobs, whatever position you're in, our church congregation, the monthly meeting with the red hat ladies, whoever they are, I don't know, if we're not going to use every avenue at our disposal to expose and to fight back against CPS, then what the hell are we even doing here? Why are we talking about elections? Why are we talking about COVID-19 and vaccines? If we are unwilling to protect our kids, the rest of it is just trivial, in my opinion. I don't know. And despite the danger that's associated with it, I will continue to go head on right at the enemy with a bayonet. I could care less how they try to come at me. In Jesus' name, they will not be successful. And you have done the same thing for your fight. We are very appreciative. Diego Rodriguez, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Amen, brother.
All right. What a guy. I hear a lot of people talking about brain fog, and then they blame the fake COVID. Long COVID. That's what you have. You have long COVID. You're unable to think. No, actually, what it is that you're not at your best when you can be. Wake up in the morning and be ready to process information. The light switch, the on switch for your brain can be found at newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Nootropics brain supplements. Be the best mom you can be, dad you can be, the best employee or boss that you can be. Added aggression in the gym. Be at your best from the second that your eyes pop open every morning and think clearly. Add the clarity and the focus and the drive and the creativity that you need in your daily life. Be your best. Be dominant. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These brain supplements are 100% legal. They're non-addictive, and they're totally safe. You won't go to jail for being the best that you can be. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Nootropics brain supplements. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. When you go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. get to stewpeters.com right now, and on every single social media platform that you have, share these little ones. If we're not willing to fight for our kids, what the hell are we doing here, actually? A little housekeeping here. They're releasing more fake variants, chimerically engineered bioweapons. Have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in your medicine cabinet, as every sane doctor recommends. Dr. Stella is offering huge discounts right now. Stella Emanuel. Go to drstellamd.com right now and use promo code STU. She wants to take care of you. We're joined now by Carlos Cortez for the Money Minute. Tomorrow you'll have an AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com webinar. You predicted the recession. Everything that you have accurately predicted on this show has people emailing me saying how happy they are that you are now taking care of their finances. What's on the agenda for this week?
Yes, tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to have, don't get fooled with the gas prices coming down. They're still up $2.70 on average. Don't get fooled by the stock market going up. And more importantly, Stu, Social Security is running out. So for our retirees that are relying on fixed income, they need to know how to combat this ever decreasing Social Security fund. We're going to be talking about that, especially tonight, as well as the ongoing tax problems that you're going to have facing your IRAs. So you need to take control of your IRAs. And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're specializing. And, you know, it's in my heart that we're going to protect our God-fearing listeners, our patriots, on the financial side of things, while you bring the truce to.
All right, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Not being here yesterday made me think it was today, tomorrow. Tomorrow is today. It is today. But until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!